Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and the star of the Christina Liu Show is Christina Liu, and she's going through her statistics here, which are actually, it's staggering. When you really realize how much this town has accomplished with Project Independence, and something that Christina said quickly there, but I believe deserves a lot of credit, is we've gone to 200,000 rides and we've gone to 13,000 members, and the staff is the same. Mm-hmm. And how often in history, you know, if something doubles in size, 9 out of 10 times the staff tripled.
Right.
And in this case, it hasn't. I mean, it really, this is one of these areas where I haven't seen, you know, I know everybody there, mm-hmm. and they haven't changed over the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. And that's also what I think, you know, in addition to, because a lot of us, you know, I started with the program as an intern and, you know, just seeing the growth of it and when it literally just started to now and being a part of that, I think is a large part of why so many people that work here are so invested in it, you know,
right.
And everyone like, you know, I mean, the relationships that each of us have with different seniors out there, you know, it's really special.
But you also have special relationships within with workers,
yeah.
not with workers, with
oh, yeah.
your co-workers.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is not like a job. It's
yeah.
like a family.
No,
taking care
really,
of a family.
And it's really a wonderful place. And you come back, you know, and of course everyone has your days when things are not easy. But you know, when you really sit there and you have those moments of realizing how truly special it is and the difference that it's really making in the lives of seniors and to make it a little easier is just, you know, it's amazing to hear. And that's my favorite thing. And I actually was saying to Kim, who's the commissioner of our department, like I would love to do some kind of show or something just with seniors explaining, you know, to different extents how they're involved with Project Independence and like the things that it's really done for them. Because, you know, when you hear that, it really puts into perspective, you know, the numbers are amazing, obviously, but when you actually hear the first
right, right,
account,
right.
You know, I mean, and I'll be crying in like no time. But back to Project Independence, you know, we mentioned our social worker and nursing services, our transportation program, but we also have social and recreational programs, too, that are important to mention. And these, in recent times, have really grown because on top of all, you know, obviously medical and transportation are very important, but you know, the social piece is a humongous piece also into quality of life and healthy aging. So we have these exercise classes that are, I mean, standing room only. They're completely free. They're offered all throughout the town. There's Tai Chi, there's yoga, there's fitness, there's Zumba, there's line dancing. There's been over 400 participants, and a lot of these people go to multiple classes. And I see them come in, and it is just absolutely amazing. You know, and forget it, when the weather is bad and we have to cancel, they are, like, not happy about it. So I think it's really just great that this whole push for these free exercise classes. On top of that, we have various social groups. We have our Romeo's group. Which a lot of our Project Independence co-hosts are members of, and that's for retired older men eating out. And they're a wonderful group. They've met now. Since I was an intern, they've been meeting, and it's just the relationships that they've formed is great, too. We have a Blankets of Love group, which is a quilting group. We have another social discussion group and men's group that meet over at the Parkville Library, and those are facilitated by one of our caseworkers. We have a senior talk group for the Roslyn Community Center. So there's certainly a bunch of different opportunities. You could attend any of them, you know, or all of them for that matter. On top of that, too, I want to give a plug for our advisory committees, because these from the get-go have, you know, really been a huge part of Project Independence and geared our programming and really told us the needs, because we're not in the communities directly, so we don't know. North Hempstead's an extremely diverse place. You know, it varies from community to community what particular needs are. And, you know, we have over 100 constituents who participate in these monthly advisory committees.
Oh, yeah.
And they really, you know, a lot of our members are part of it from the beginning. And, you know, the radio show came out of that. Pedestrian Safety Committee came out of that. You know, a lot of our programming and interests come out of that. And these are amazing seniors who, you know, voice their opinions and express their needs. And it's a great forum, too, because even if we can't handle it, we'll get it.
You find somebody.
We don't tell you, oh, well, you know, sucks for you. You know, it's really someone that we and they're so important to us. So I just want to give a shout out to everyone that comes and volunteers for that, because this program would not be possible without them, which is great. Another thing which is so near and dear to my heart, we just had them on the radio not that long ago, is the TRI Help at Home program. I encourage everyone to listen to their segment because, I mean, John, you could attest to it how truly amazing that segment was on just so many levels. I mean, the dedication of that organization as well comes across. And, you know, on both sides, it's really...
I had them
really,
in my house last week.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Good. I'd like to hear that. Because just for anyone that doesn't know, TRI stands for the Rehabilitation Institute. They provide a lot of different services, but with Project Independence, they do this Help at Home program, which is free. You know, they do tasks such as gutter cleaning, moving heavy objects. You know, they do some light yard work, some light cleaning inside too. You can call 311 and be connected if you have that. But it is an amazing program. And the people, the workers, you know, have different varying
right.
disabilities. They come in with a job coach. And the goal is for them is to, you know, get a job after this. And many of them have, like the man that we had on our
yep,
radio
absolutely.
Program. And to just see, you know, it just made you feel just really blessed to be a part of such a wonderful program and to be partner with them. And I monitor this program. And on the rare occasion that there is an issue, I reach out to them directly. They get back to me in, like, rapid time
right.
and say, oh, my God, you know, we'll go back in and whatever we can. You know, it's really they're an amazing organization, and they have, in 2017, 144 constituents had work done on their house. So since the program started in 2010, our partnership with them, 1,143 constituents have been serviced.
Wow.
Which is huge, you know, and what I've actually been seeing a lot of, too, you know, it's light bulb changes.
Yeah, simple
changing
stuff.
The batteries because, and you don't realize, too, you know, I mean, just what an impact that is, you know, on someone's life. And I think it's...
In a couple of months, it's putting the air conditioner from the
right.
garage back in the window.
Right.
That's it, because, you know, you're 70 years old, you're silly to be picking up an
yeah.
air conditioner.
And there's no reason, you know, not to use the program.
Right.
You know, it's really, it's just a wonderful thing. And I encourage everyone to, even if you're not sure if they'll cover it, you know, because we have another program we're partnered with, Rebuilding Together Long Island, who actually will be on our show in a couple of weeks, I believe. That program offers more intensive
That's more servicing. Construction. These guys are just helping
right.
out.
So that's what's great, too, is that, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's out of the scope of TRI, and then it'll get passed over to Rebuilding.
You look at TRI as the grandson who's coming
right.
to help grandma.
Exactly.
He's not going to do construction work, but he'll
exactly.
be able to move something for
but
you.
But that's what's great, you know, that we also have this Rebuilding, because sometimes, you know, a lot of things that have been provided in there are ramps and grab bars. There's been various repairs, you know, in the home. And that's a volunteer organization.
Right.
They are absolutely amazing as well. They've been our partner since the beginning, too. And 18 constituents have had these improvements, which is really an amazing number, because that is an income-based program, because it is more of an intensive work-related service, but equally as amazing. On top of all of these things, we have these community health education chats that our nurses and social workers organize. Over 1,200 constituents have attended all these, which is amazing. You know, so you could check out any of those. You know, we're partnered with Winthrop for fall prevention classes. St. Francis provides cardiac screenings. It's really, and we celebrated our 6th anniversary, which was a landmark this year, too. So that's just a quick glimpse into how wonderful Project
A quick glimpse. It's a half hour of a quick glimpse.
You get me started on PI, and I don't know if I could really stop. But, you know, I just really want. I think it's an important thing to mention. And just to quickly get in, because Dan will come running in here if I do not do this. Super exciting with the radio show is there is an app now that you can download. I can vouch for it. I downloaded the app. It's free. And it makes listening to this wonderful radio show and other programming on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, easy. So it's literally, we were looking during the break. It's a one little stop. You could listen to it live, which is great because you can listen to it on your
iPad.
I'm
going to download it. Okay.
You can listen to it. You know, if you have it on your phone, you can hook up to your radio in the car, whatever it might be. But I think this is a great way to you know, get more people, get more listeners. So if you are interested in that, you can always call me. And if you can't figure it out, I will help walk you through.
That's a call free 1-1 and extra Christina.
That's
because
right.
It really is.
We want to spread the word.
Once the app is on, it's simple.
Yeah.
And sometimes people get confused how to do it. You shouldn't
And
be.
I want to also remind people that if you ever miss an episode, you can go to the North Hempstead website, click on Project Independence, and we have an archive of every radio show we've ever had. There's a search bar you can type in there. So, we just want to get
the you're putting out the title. So if they're looking for health care, if they're looking for
Type in. Exactly.
Social Security.
So it streamlines it. So that's definitely worth it. So it's very exciting, all of this. And there's tons and tons of other programming that I guess we're going to have to get to
right.
next week.
You know what? Everybody knows. You call 311.
Right, for anything. Any request.
The one thing they're not going to tell you with 311, we only have a couple of seconds, is that it's 62 days until Christina's birthday. You didn't let me get it in there.
I know.
She
Listen,
kept going and going.
We're very 62. You know, we were off. We were missing. I was completely lost
the last
for a couple
2 months.
Weeks
we haven't been around that much. It's like, oh my God, where did the time go? I'm looking like, we were in the hundreds
That's
and
right,
now it's 62.
Get ready to the important stuff.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Today was a wonderful program with Wayne Wink, who is the town clerk of North Hempstead, and Charlie Berman, who's the receiver of taxes, and of course the Christina Liu Show. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we'll be back next Friday.